It was a snowy night when I pulled into the parking lot of my gas station. I worked the overnight 11-7 shift and had been at the job for several months before this. I really didn't like this job, but finding somewhere else to work was really difficult, and due to how some things were in other aspects of my life, night shifts were the best for my personal schedule. Still, though, I went in tired every night and struggled to get through every shift. I parked in front of the building beside the only other car in the parking lot, which was my coworker's. Then I went inside and relieved him of his shift. He left a couple minutes later, and then it was just me for the rest of the night. My manager had a paper on the desk with some things to get done, but from reading it over, it wasn't all that much. My guess was that it would take no more than an hour total to complete all the tasks. So I tried to put it off as long as possible to save me from falling asleep once I started getting really tired. But as I sat there behind the desk, and somewhere around 12 a.m., a car pulled into the station. I glanced out the window, seeing an old SUV parked by one of the pumps. Of course, with it snowing outside, most people were not driving around, but getting a customer every once in a while was normal. I went back to my phone and scrolled through some videos, not paying much attention for probably 10 minutes, until I looked back outside and saw the SUV was still there by the pump. The headlights were off and the doors were closed, looking like they should be pumping gas, but it'd been so long. I stood up and got closer to the window, looking down both sides of the building, but nobody was anywhere outside. If they had been in their car for the past 10 minutes with it off, they'd have to be freezing. It was snowy, windy, and cold, so I honestly got a little nervous for them. I paid more attention for the next few minutes, waiting to see any movement through the dark windows, or for someone to get back inside their car, but there was nothing. It was like the car was just abandoned right next to the pump. After some thought, I put on my jacket and went outside. Immediately, I knew I was right. It was way too cold for anyone to be in there with the car off, or for anyone to even be outside for more than a few minutes. I rushed over to the car and looked around, then put my face close to the window and tried to look inside.
"Hello? Anyone in there? Just checking to see if you're okay,"
I called out, but from what I could see, there wasn't anyone inside. It wasn't exactly easy to see, so someone could have been, but I was pretty sure there wasn't. Now even more confused, I backed up and looked around at the empty gas station parking lot before starting to walk back. Now with my eyes not focused on the car, I was just looking at the ground and noticed shoe prints in the snow going toward the building. Not really the front of the building, but kind of off to the side. I looked back and saw that they seemed to come from the car. But at this point, I was freezing and didn't want to investigate further without warming up a bit first. I went inside and turned on the small heater next to the counter, putting my hands in front of it to warm them up. I was only inside for 30 seconds to a minute though, before a thump resonated through the building from behind me. I spun around, not seeing anything. Then walked around the counter and toward the back. On the floor, there were puddles of dirty water, like snow that had melted off someone's boots. Feeling a chill run through me, I stepped closer to the back room and turned the corner toward where the supply room was. Standing in the dark behind one of the shelves, I could see the outline of a figure. They were tall with broad shoulders and had a large scruffy beard, and they were looking right at me. My heart stopped for a moment, but after the initial shock, my reaction was to just walk back to the counter. I don't know why, maybe I was just too shocked to react appropriately. After staring at the doorway to the supply room for I don't even know how long, I quietly picked up the store phone and called the police, whispering for help. Then I endured the most unnerving 10 minutes of my life as I waited. During this time, I didn't hear or see anything from the supply room, which honestly added to my fear. For some reason, the man never came out to confront me. When two cops finally pulled in and came inside, I quietly told them where the man was. They searched the room while I stayed by the front, but I was shocked when they came out with nobody else. The man was gone. Watery shoe prints surrounded the back door, but outside were fresh tracks in the snow going straight away from the gas station, straight into the completely dark, empty field that led on for miles. Obviously, nobody could search that at night, but even when they did in the following days, they didn't find anything. I mean, the field was huge. He could have gone anywhere. But it was so cold and windy that night that I was almost sure that they'd find a body. The SUV was taken in for hopefully more information. I don't know how or why, but for some reason they couldn't find any history of ownership, so that left us with just what we know from that night. And we are still left with just that. Who the man was and what he was doing remains unsolved. And where he is now is just as much of a question. I worked at a retail store in my 20s as an overnight lead. It wasn't one of your regular big chain grocery stores. It was a local place with only about 8 or 9 locations. Most nights I'd have an overnight stocker to help out, but it wasn't uncommon for me to spend the whole shift alone. Again, not the biggest store, so it really wasn't a very intense working environment. A lot of the time I'd find myself working slow, just so I wouldn't run out of things to do. This was one of those nights where I was alone and working at a steady pace. At the beginning of my shift, I loaded up some boxes and moved into the aisles to start stocking. It doesn't take much mental effort, so my mind was elsewhere and just thinking about random things, not really paying any attention. I went through about 3 aisles until a knock at the front entrance made me jump. I almost didn't even realize what it was because I was so spaced out, but once I did, I got really confused. I heard them knock again, loud enough to echo through the store. I walked down to the end of the aisle and looked through the large front windows, seeing a man in a hood standing at the doors. I went up to the other side.
"We're closed. Won't be open until 8 a.m.
I said through the glass. The man looked at me, but didn't say anything. I pointed at the sign on the door.
"We're closed. Sorry,"
I repeated. The man continued to look at me for a few seconds, then turned and walked away. I watched him walk until I couldn't see him anymore, but it didn't look like he had parked anywhere. The whole thing was odd to say the least, but I figured he was just at the wrong place or something. I went back to what I was doing, stocking up the shelves and eventually forgetting about the man. By 2 a.m., I'd gotten through half of the aisles and was ready to take my lunch break. I left the boxes where they were and went to the break room on the other end of the building. I was in there for probably a good half hour before I tossed the rest of my lunch and went back to work. I walked through the store and to the end of the aisle I was working on, but just as I looked up, there was a man walking past the other end. He looked like he was just walking across the store, not having noticed me. I froze in place, feeling that instant rush of fear. Now listening intently, I could hear the man's footsteps move toward the side of the building I'd just come from, so I moved into the aisle and hid behind the shelves. The footsteps sounded like they went toward the break room, but just before I left the aisle to try and run and get help, I heard the man rushing out of the room. The footsteps were now sprinting through the store, getting closer and closer. I ran for the other end of the aisle, looking back and seeing the man turn in and start running at me. I ran for the front door, getting my keys out and trying to unlock it with shaky hands. the man appeared at the end of the aisle just as I got it open. And just as I stepped out of the building, I saw a bright flash in the corner of my eye and heard a pop sound that made my ears ring. A gunshot, so loud I didn't even know where it landed, but I sprinted for my life around the building. I made it to my car and hid in the back seat as I called 911. From what I know, the man didn't follow me outside. He was gone by the time police made it to the store, but they found the back door to be busted open, along with some heavy tools sitting next to it. The most terrifying of their findings was the hole created by the gunshot, sitting right to the side of the front doors. Why the man broke in and was so aggressive, targeting me like that, is unknown. From his behavior, the police seemed to think it was some kind of mental breakdown or psychotic break, not having any real reason to target me specifically other than the fact that I was alone. I no longer work there, but I can tell you that for the years following that incident, I was on edge every single night. I worked at a restaurant with my older brother during our high school years. It was a really small restaurant in an outlet shopping center. When I approached the road with the address, all I could see were a row of houses with all the lights off. As I drove down and passed more of the houses, a few of them did have their porch lights on, but it still felt empty. It's worth mentioning that these were not the nicest houses either, by any means. They were all single-story, box-style homes. I pulled up to the one I was to deliver to and parked on the side, getting out with the food. I felt the strange, eerie sense as I walked up to the door. It was quiet outside, and with no street lights and barely any house lights, it was really dark. I knocked on the door and waited. A whole minute passed with no signs of anyone being home, and I was starting to get a little bit more uneasy, so I just set the bag down and turned to walk back to my car. They hadn't paid yet, but the food was probably cold, and it was no use to me anyway. When I looked over at my car, though, a man was standing right behind it. He was leaned over, like he was looking into the window. I stopped, and I don't know if the man heard me or what, but he immediately looked up at me. I could barely make out his face, but he was older.
"Do you need something?"
The man didn't move. I asked again, but nothing changed. Feeling that eerie sense getting bigger, I looked around, but didn't see anything other than trees in the dark. Then the man took a few steps back, moving away from my car and standing maybe 5 feet from the door. After a moment, I started walking over slowly, hoping to just get in and leave. As I got right up to the door, the man continued to stare at me from just a few feet away. I cautiously opened the door and rushed inside, but before I could even turn it on, the guy started yelling. I looked over at him, seeing him now facing the woods and just screaming. I turned my head slightly to look where he was looking, and in the woods, I could see two or maybe even three figures hurrying toward my car. My immediate thought was that this was a setup, and I needed to leave instantly before something happened. I quickly turned it on and reversed out, just as the man next to me tried to move behind the car in an attempt to stop me. I was able to get out, seeing and hearing the group of men yelling at me as I sped away. Cops were called, and although not much was able to be found, there were a few things. The house I was to deliver to apparently was a vacant property. It wasn't technically abandoned, but the owners didn't even live in the state anymore. It wasn't for sale either. It was just left as is, rotting away for the past decade. The caller that placed the order is unknown, but the initial address he gave seemed to have no significance. Who the group was, what they planned to do, and so many other things are left with no resolution, but I'll probably be wondering about it for the rest of my life. After all, had anything played out even a little bit differently, I may not even be here right now.